Wait, did the wind die down? What? No, okay, let's go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Okay, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I am wandering around in my house. I'm looking outside and did the wind die down? But when I got up, I thought, is it windy? Because there was noise and yeah, it's windy. And why is it windy? I don't know, the massive temperature differential. Let's look outside at the thermometer. 6, 7, yeah, okay. It is 7 degrees. It is 7 degrees right now, outdoors. And it was windy. Let's look out the front. Maybe it's windy in the front yard. Oh yeah, we got wind. All the tiny little flags in my yard that are waiting for the sewer repair guys are fluttering madly. Yeah, all the sewer stuff starts tomorrow, I think. And 7 degrees. Yeah, this is quite a difference from yesterday when it was 34 degrees. That was at 7 o'clock. That was kind of the last time I looked. No, I checked again at about 2 a.m. and it was still 80 American. Yeah, so now we got wind in the backyard. Pretty massive temperature change there. This is about as warm as it's going to get today, too. So we went from 34 to 7 in about, 12 hours? That's pretty good. That's impressive. That's pretty damn impressive. So we're not going outside today because it's so damn windy. And, are we jumping right into this already? I guess there isn't any reason not to. So, yesterday, in the late afternoon, early evening, it was about 5 o'clock-ish local time, 5 p.m., 1700 hours. 17 o'clock, D-set, and I unpatched my synth. I unpatched all the stuff that I was doing on Friday night. And then shortly thereafter, because I cannot stand an unpatched synth, I started messing around with some stuff. And I don't really remember what order this happened in, but I started playing around, pinging filters and doing that kind of thing. I thought, okay, let's run the filter pings through the delay. And, I call this thing a delay, but it's not a real delay line. They really should call it a car plus strong synthesizer because, that's what it is. So there was some triggers to ping the filters, and then I have something very simple set up. And, we might as well get into it. So, let me just sit down here on the old skateboard. I'm going to stretch my foot out this way. And what do we got going on here? All right, first of all, let me say that you might want to put on headphones because this is extremely difficult to mix. And it wants to clip because there's some massive bass in here that I have rolled off extremely, but still, levels are weird. This is meant for live. This is meant for listening to live. And if you're really listening carefully, you can probably hear the thing humming away here. Also some noise in the background. Oh, that's because I don't have the resolution turned up all the way. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so here we go. I got triggers. I got clock. just, I'm not even using a sequencer, I'm just using the clock to drive the trigger machine. The trigger machine does three things. Well, actually, it only does two things. It does some clock division things, and then it sends some triggers to ping the SMS, the magic filter bank. There's another trigger that, well, it rotates. As this thing is the rotating thing, it's hard to explain, but it changes the notes. But it doesn't change the notes. It's an audio illusion. And then those pings are fed into a delay, and all of it sounds like this. Yeah, and put on your headphones, because this gets weird. And I'm not controlling anything. I'm not playing any notes. I'm not touching a keyboard. I'm not pushing buttons. It's generative, baby. So we're generating this beautiful, lush landscape. This is so much tasty flavor. I'm taking this to Kaite, because this is just going to wreck the place. That low bass. Boom, boom. Okay, so you're hearing pings. The boom, boom, low ping, high ping. And then these lush chords, this lush, beautiful pad that you're hearing isn't real. Well, I mean, it's real, but this is the delay making these chords. Unbelievable. Because this is a very magic delay. Like I mentioned, this is not a straight delay line. This has some pitch shifting in it. And it can create chords. And it's insane. And I can just let this go all day. It's so freaking amazing. But once I had this going, you're not actually hearing the whole thing. There's more notes in it. Let's bring these up. We're gonna probably have to mess the levels. I'm gonna go two-handed here. Okay, sounds a lot thicker, right? We got some more notes in there. But of course, when I perform this live, we'll build up to this point. So let's go back to the stripped down version here. Okay, and this is great and all. But after I was messing with this for a while, I thought, what if we started to do a thing? Because you know how much I love to do a thing, especially with a bunch of stuff. So I plugged in some offsets to the frequency input of the filter bank, of the SMS. And this allows us to go even further with the whole, let's do like early 70s music. Let's do early 70s synth music. Because once you start turning these knobs here, you get some Hearts of Space.
Am I right?
And twiddling these knobs is kind of a pain. So we can sit here and we can do this crazy Krillin stuff, and then we can return it to normal. Where'd it go? That's generative for you. It'll come back. Wait for it. Oh, here it comes. And we're back, right? Okay, so there was two things that I wanted to do with this, experimentation-wise. And one of those things is to plug... Let's do some modulation tricks. So we're gonna check one. I need two hands, hang on. Okay. So we're gonna plug in some modulation from the modulation machine. And what do we wanna do? Well, let's just start with something along these lines. Oh, I heard something there. Yeah, it wants to do something. Give it a second. Let's put in some of these down here. Okay, so it's kind of a thing. It'll do really weird stuff every once in a while, like that. That's pretty tasty. That's old school, the music from space. Something about this also vaguely reminds me of Tomita. Don't know what it is. But then, yeah, we can mute these two channels of modulation. And it goes back to normal. And we can turn on one channel. Oh my god. Oh, it's just... It's too good, kids.
much too good. Wow. I'm loving it. Tobe loves it. Okay, let's stop this for a second. How do you stop it? Well, to stop it, you have to plug a cable into here. Because what I've done is I'm just using the clock coming out of the modulation machine, and if there's no input into the clock, the clock will just run. And so it's just sort of always on. And so I just, okay, this is already going. Let's plug this into here. And so in order to stop it, since there's no stopping and starting, you just have to plug a cable into the clock input. And here we are. Okay, so you're probably thinking, all right, Tobe, that is amazing, and you are the coolest. What was the other idea, you're probably wondering? Well, the other idea was to get the other little keyboard here and noodle over the top. Can we make some kind of new age deep space masterpiece?